easy. Ferris Survival, located at 30th Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much...
You know that Donald McAvaney we've had on before. He's Don McAvaney. This is Donald McAvaney. McAvaney, who actually works with missionaries throughout the world. And, of course, one of the focuses of his work is with the people in Burma. He works with the people who work with the people in Burma. And those of you who have not seen the latest Rambo movie, it's worthwhile seeing. It's violent. But it has a strong Christian message in it. And it's really, from that point of view, it really has much more of an impact. In fact, there are rumors that Sylvester Stallone has become an evangelical Christian. I can't vouch for that one way or the other, but I can vouch for the fact that his motion picture, Rambo, which is the one that's showing in the theaters today, and you can get it on DVD, is well worthwhile seeing, simply because it describes the plight of the people in Burma. But even more than that, and tragically, it does not mention that the group that is being persecuted, the Burmese who are being persecuted, are the Karen people who are Christians. So, tragically, throughout the world, why Christians are under persecution today, and we never talk about that. We're too important to focus our attention on Britney Spears, on Paris Hilton, upon what's happening with the NBA and who's going to win the championship. Well, anyway, our special guest this morning is Donald McAvaney, who puts his time and effort into much more important things, and that is the plight of Christians throughout the world, and of course carrying out the Great Commission to spread the gospel to the ends of the earth. Donald, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, good morning, Dr. Stan. It's a blessing to be here, and I'm so thankful that we were able to make contact.
Well, I am as well. So basically, I want you to tell our listeners about your work, about what's going on in Burma and other spots in the world where Christians are under persecution.
Well, you know, our ministry, Mission Barnabas, the purpose of it is to encourage missionaries who are serving and working overseas, but also to remind the church at home that the harvest is ripe and that there's a labor shortage, and that's our responsibility. And when Jesus said, go into all the world, it was not a request, it was a command. And so I think it's really important for the church to be continually reminded that we must be about our Father's business. And our Father's business is the business of reaching people with the gospel, that they may have exercised the freedom of either obeying Jesus Christ and, you know, repenting and becoming part of the body, or to reject him. And the only thing we can do is make the offer. It's up to them and between them and the Lord whether or not they accept it. And this work that we're helping with here in Burma is very, very critical right now, because about 10% or so of the population, if you pull everyone together, there may be as many as 10% of the population of Burma that are believers, and the real stronghold, as you mentioned, of Christianity in Burma is among the Karen tribal people. But very much as we've seen in Vietnam and Laos and some other countries, you'll find a dominant either communist or dictatorship government that will try and break down the people's tribal traditions and their cultural history and try and conform them to the majority. We've seen this among the 69 or 70 different tribal people in Vietnam, for example, with their Vietnamization program. But with that in perspective, what we need to do as the church is to respond to this immediate need in Myanmar right now, because there are tens of thousands of people who are without shelter, who are without food, without water, and who desperately need someone to come alongside and minister to them. And, you know, we remember the scripture where Jesus said, if you've given a cup of water to the least of these, you've given it to me. And I don't think this is a time to debate which international agency or which government should do something. I think this is the time for us as believers to remember that Jesus told us to do something. You know, the governments will debate, the UN will debate, and all these other things are going to be going on. But the issue is, what am I going to do? What can I do right now to help minister life to these people who are being stalked by the death angel? You know, the scripture says that Lucifer is out there seeking who he may devour, and he's roaming the earth. Well, I'll tell you, he's trying to pull in a harvest in Burma right now. But we have brothers and sisters, you know, Christians inside the country and Christians outside of Burma who are doing what they can to get resources on the ground and to distribute those in the name of Christ so that these Buddhists can taste and see that the Lord is good, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ.
But of course, the Myanmar government, the communist government there, incidentally backed by the Chinese communists, backed by your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the Asian Development Bank, the Export-Import Bank, American major corporations, America's major banks, are financing the Chinese communists, of course, who are helping to keep the Burmese communists in power, but nobody ever wants to point out American tax dollars at work. Well, anyway, the ruthless government over in Burma, nobody everything to keep of American tax dollars. It flies out after the terrible cyclone hit the country, and we don't know how many people died as a result of that. But what about the missionaries? What do you hear from the missionaries who are actually in Burma? Are they allowed to operate at all freely, or are they under severe restrictions?
Oh, there's severe restrictions. And we have friends of ours, very close friends of ours, who are based in Thailand, make regular trips in restricted Burma to manage some networks of believers who do Bible distribution and ministry inside the country. And so there is an underground network that connects the church together, and it's in a sense it's very organic. You know, the Paul talks about this wonderful metaphor about the body of Christ, and the foot can't, you know, survive by itself, the heart, the brain, nothing else can. And it's like that as how we see the Holy Spirit ministering in the body of Christ. The brain, nothing else can. Can't survive on its own. It would just shrivel up and die, but it's the Holy Spirit that is able to keep the body networked and the body connected. That's why it's so important for us to be able to get the word out to the church in the West, so that the Holy Spirit can move on the hearts of those of us on the outside to find ways of being able to get material aid and support into Burma, into Myanmar, so that the church there can have the resources that it needs to be able to be that first responder, that ministry, the hands of Jesus on the ground. And it's important to do what we can to get water resources in there, water for purification things. You know, just to put something in perspective, after the cyclone hit, gasoline doubled, the cost of an egg tripled, rice doubled, and the cost of a bottle of water, of clean drinking water, went up tenfold. And that's the tragedy that these people are facing. Those prices are not going to drop anytime soon. There are scarcities inside the country. One of the reports I read was that in the region of Burma that does the production of rice for the nation, 65% of their rice capacity, production capacity, has been severely damaged in the wake of the cyclone. And there could be a famine on the horizon. One of the things that we're trying to monitor is spread of disease, you know, in the wake of this torrential rain and the pollution of the rivers and the water and the drinking supplies and wells, that there's concerns about cholera and typhus. And, you know, having lived in Florida for 12 years, I know mosquitoes like a warm, damp climate, especially after a fresh rain, and the resurgence of mosquitoes and the spread of dengue fever and malaria is a grave concern right now.
Well, now, Chris, your missionary friend stationed in Thailand must be risking their lives going on into Burma there, because, of course, if they were caught, there'd be severe repercussions.
Oh, yes. But, you know, and it's not just the people we know personally, but there are, you know, tens and tens of believers who are based on the Thai side who continually make these risky trips cross-border. You know, They have connections in Myanmar. They have peoples they work with on the Thai side. There are routes that they're able to use to get in through the jungle and get into the country and be able to mule in resources. You know, it's interesting, Dr. Stan, to put it in this perspective. When you think of the old Ho Chi Minh Trail during the Vietnam War, there are trails leading from Thailand into Myanmar, and you have brothers and sisters who are day after day, month after month, year after year, literally risking their lives to get the gospel, ministry support materials, but also necessary supplies, material supplies, to suffering believers inside the country. And, you know, I can't talk about it on the radio, but a dear friend of mine that I used to work with, he made a trip across the border into Myanmar, and he was in a village. And he interviewed the family, the father and mother, who watched their teenage daughter brutally raped and murdered by the military, who had come in doing these terrorist raids, trying to just destroy the church in Burma. And it's really tragic.
You know, the difficulty is the average American doesn't think about this because the people who control our media focus our attention on certain things. They form our tastes. They create our ideas and judgments. And we really don't have thoughts of our own. If the media was focusing our attention on what's going on in Burma, why, we would think about it. Instead, they focus our attention upon anything, on what's going on in Darfur, which is simply an area where you have Muslims killing Muslims, as they have since the beginning of time. And the Arab slave traders swooped down on the helpless black Muslims in the Darfur area. But so many of the areas, and certainly any of the areas where Christians are being persecuted, and you will never hear anybody talk about the lot of the Karen people over there in Burma. We couldn't do that. So Christians here in this country live their own comfortable lives without realizing that our fellow Christians being persecuted throughout the world, as one day will happen here in the United States. And I'm firmly convinced that God is going to bring his judgment on this nation, not because of what our people have done, but because of what they haven't done, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Well, yeah. Is the church growing at all in Burma? Do you know?
Yes, it is. It's growing. It's growing slowly, and it grows the old-fashioned way. It's when one believer sits and has fellowship with a Buddhist or an animist or someone who believes in these different tribal customs, and when they're able to sit with them and talk with them very, very simply about God, their Creator, and the origin of evil and why people do bad things. These are simple people who, for the most part, are very much uneducated. But they have some very, very big questions that they struggle with. Where did I come from? Why is there evil? And my wife and I this past year were in Thailand and Cambodia, and we were able to travel with a Laotian tribal evangelist who's working in eastern Thailand. And when we were with him, we were able to go into several villages where no one had ever been before with the gospel message. And they know that reaching these people is critical for the sake of their salvation, but they have two big questions that need to be addressed. One of them, the biggest one, is where did evil come from? And when our friends, these tribal people, do evangelism, they don't begin with Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. They begin with telling the story of Lucifer the devil, that God created Lucifer to rule over his creation for him and to manage it, and that he was the ruling cherub. And then when God decided that he was going to create the earth and create human beings in his own image, and then they would be one day ruling over the angels, Lucifer rebelled against God, and that's when he sinned, and he's the one who came and brought rebellion and corruption and sin into the world. And when you see these Buddhist people, these animist people in these tribal areas, when someone sits and explains to them where evil started, a light goes on. Then you can talk to them about their Creator, Jesus Christ, who created them so that they could have a relationship and fellowship with Him, so that they don't have to die and go through a place of torment where they have to pay for their own sin and problems, but where He is able to cover their sin through His blood because He paid for that on His own. These people get saved.
Well, the thing is that I think a lot of Americans, people in our country, ought to begin to sort of question, where does evil begin? Why has the moral fabric of our society broken down? Why did the Supreme Court take God and prayer out of our schools? Why did those people in the Supreme Court set out to destroy the moral fabric of this society? And, of course, they were motivated by evil, and as we
yes.
pointed out in our own writings. Of course, these people belong to secret societies, and none of our religious leaders will ever tell the American people of the origin of those Supreme Court decisions back in the early 1960s, or the fact that there are secret societies that worship Lucifer working openly here in the United States today. This is never discussed. But, you know, you think about Burma, and you think about a fellow, and I think his name, you probably know it better than I, but I think wasn't it Jedediah Morris, who back in, what, the late 1700s or early 1800s?
It was Adoniram Judson. Adoniram Judson.
Right.
Yes, he was. You know, it's interesting to see how the gospel has taken root in different cultures. You know, we see that in South Korea, for example, the first missionaries there were Presbyterians. And because of the Asian structure of the family and society, that kind of a leadership in a church, it really took a strong root. You can see how Pentecostalism has really taken off in Latin America, because it is much more, if you will, you know, it's not here to debate Pentecostalism or whatever, but it is a style that is much more in step with the Latin culture. Now, Judson went to Burma, and he was a Baptist. And he went there, and he took a very simple gospel message. And he went over in the 18th century, and he was willing to give his life up so that the gospel seed could be sown in that country. And what we see today, you know, is the fruit of his work several hundred years ago, 250 years ago, to where he was willing to go where no one had been. It was all the world. It was a land of darkness, spiritual darkness, and material oppression. And so he was willing to give his life up, go there, sow the seed of the gospel, so that those people living in darkness could behold the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they could believe and be saved. And so there has been a gospel witness in Burma, you know, in Myanmar, for 250 years. And in spite of successive governments and kings and the Buddhist majority, they have not been able to extinguish the light of the gospel in that country as of yet.
And it's amazing what influence one dedicated Christian can have on the fate of a nation.
Absolutely.
We're seeing that played out today. Well, if you're out there,
and you know,
go ahead.
You know, you were mentioning about how the media here in America is controlled, and they have these filters. And recently I watched the film 1984,
yeah.
where it was Richard Burton's last film, as a matter of fact. But it really drove home again. I hadn't seen it since it came out in 1984, but I recently saw a copy of it, and it really drove home how people can be conditioned if all of their information is filtered. Now, the point I wanted to make, Dr. Stan, is this. You and I have a filter through which we need to judge everything, and that is the Word of God. If anything is true, it can be supported through a clear reading of the Word of God. When we look at what's going on with the New World Order, with the world government, with the World Banks and everything else, we can go back to the Scripture and see these are all indicators of the end of the world and the second coming of Christ. And since the Lord has given us that revealed truth, which is etched in stone and cannot be changed, how should I behave and what should my work be in this world, in this life that I have, with the little time I have left? What should I be doing? I should be about my Father's business. Let my Father take care of those grand, great, big themes and things. But for me, my responsibility, according to the Word, is the plight of my neighbor. It's not for me to create my situation where my neighbor becomes dependent on me. It's that when I see my neighbor suffering and when I see my neighbor in trouble and struggling, I need to go to my neighbor and minister to them. And if it takes a cup of water or a meal for a while or a place to stay for a while, then that is what Jesus would do. And I need to be focused on the need for those people to hear the gospel that they might be saved. And I can say this, that if enough people got saved, things would change. I think if we were to focus on missions and evangelism, it would have a much, much greater impact in the world than I think at times letter-writing campaigns do to some senator or congressman that's deaf.
Well, I agree with you, and I think the only way we're going to change the world is to change the people in the world. And we're going to, unfortunately, we're going to have to do that one person at a time.
One at a time.
And our job is, of course, to reach the people that come within our circle, and whether it's by radio or by missionary work such as you do, or our listeners out there in the audience, so they can reach the people that they come in contact with. And sometimes all you have to do is through the example of your life, how you deal with others. Why, of course, this is a reflection of your Christian belief.
If your light is shining, if Christ in you is shining and radiating in your life, if you're living a life where you're just striving to and yielding to the Holy Spirit so you can be holy, if you will, then people will be drawn to you. The peace that you have, the fact that you don't get angry and upset in different situations, but you say, I'm just going to trust the Lord, it will draw people to you. You know, it's interesting you mentioned what the impact one person can do. This is something that we can see in Scripture, and I really have been blessed to be able to preach out of the book of Jonah more than once in my life. And I come back to the book of Jonah and try and help the church today to understand a very simple fact. Jonah was sent to Iraq to preach to the Muslims, to tell them that judgment was coming. I think it's really important to understand that Nineveh was a city in northwestern modern-day Iraq, that those people were known for being just cruel and totally lost and depraved as a culture. And the Lord told Jonah, you go there and you tell them that in 40 days, judgment is coming. And when Jonah gets there, we can read it in the Scripture, Jonah gets there reluctantly. He didn't want to go. He didn't want to go to Iraq. He didn't want to go tell those people who deserved to die because they were sinners and wicked people. He didn't want to go there and tell them the message from the Lord. But when he finally did, and he told them, yet 40 days and judgment will come, from the king, from the president on down, everybody trembled when they heard the word of the Lord. And they cried out and said, let us call on the God of heaven, and let's pray and fast, and maybe he'll change his mind. That's exactly what happened, and the entire city got saved. And today we can see in Iraq, for example, that in the wake of the war that's going on there, after the military went through, the evangelists and the missionaries went in, and they began to do the work of the Lord. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of new congregations of true believers in Iraq today because men and women, believers in America, decided that, yes, it's dangerous, but I can't shake the call. I'm going anyway. And there are wonderful, wonderful works going on in Iraq which are not being reported, but there are phenomenal things that are happening in the spirit world there where the gospel is being sown, where souls are being saved, where lives are being transformed, all because men and women like you, like me, are willing to deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow Jesus Christ, go in harm's way, and just merely do the gospel. That's exactly what's happening with the believers in Thailand who are going across the border into Burma, and they're doing what they can to do that very same thing, to sow the seed of the gospel, to minister life, to bring relief to those who are suffering. not that the relief is the end in itself. It's that bringing the relief provides the opportunity and the platform to answer their question, why did you come? I was at a conference. I'll share with this after a little bit.
All right, fine. We'll be back in just a moment with Donald McElhenney here at the American Freedom Network.
I've got great news for you. With our buy one, get one free laser package sale, now is the time to get on the path to vibrant, smooth skin. Got wrinkles, sun damage, age spots, or other skin problems? We can help. At Radiant Clinic, we use the latest and best in laser technology to remedy just about any skin issues. Don't miss out on our buy one, get one free laser package sale. For all our exciting specials, visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If you have a yard or maybe a field, you may plan on digging in it. Perhaps you want to put in a swimming pool, add a super awesome barbecue pit, or bury a comically large chest of pirate booty.
Yarr.
But before you dig, you should know that there are buried pipelines in lots of places, maybe even under your own little patch of St. Augustine. If you dig and hit one of these pipelines, it could cause a leak, and that could cause serious problems.
Sorry.
So before you find buried pipelines with a shovel or a backhoe, find them with a phone. Call 811 before you dig to have any buried lines located and marked at no charge. Remember, before you dig for any reason, be it construction, a sprinkler system, or tunneling your way to sweet, sweet freedom, call 811 first. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with Bio Superfood and win the war. 30 years of research, Bio Superfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With Bio Superfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
Donald McElhenney. And before we go on, Donald, would you like to get your website out, your telephone number, in case people would like to be in contact with you and help you with your work?
Oh, yes.
Ministering to missionaries.
Yes. We've made 3 wire transfers to Thailand since the cyclone hit, of sending in money that is able to be then drawn out, purchased necessary supplies and medicines in Thailand and then taken across the border. If someone would like to contribute to that, they can mail it to Mission Barnabas at P.O. Box 107, Seguin, Texas, S-E-G-U-I-N, 78156. Is that our website is missionbarnabas.org. That's www.missionbarnabas.org on the World Wide Web. And you can get our contact information from the website. But if you want to make a contribution, you can write in the memo, designate it for that, and then 100% of the money that's come in so far, we've managed to wire over to Thailand, and the resources are going in. And it's interesting. when we think about the widow's mite, it's not about how much someone gives. It's the fact that they gave in faith with a pure heart. That's what's significant. And the Lord will be able to take those gifts that are given, you know, through all these different ministries that are working there right now to do relief. But the Lord will take whatever anyone gives, bless it, break it, and it will be multiplied. And the impact for the kingdom is incredibly significant. But, you know, just before the break, I was going to mention about a brother that I met at a conference a few years ago, and he works in North Vietnam. And the fellow was an engineer in America, and the Lord got a hold of him, and he'd heard about, in Vietnam where a lot of people were drinking from wells that just didn't have good water. And so he took his family. They moved to North Vietnam. They're under this particular ministry cover, and as going there is providing public or community development work. And so under the cover of the community development work, they really are evangelists, the missionaries. And so they will take their little drilling rig, he and his wife and their kids, and they'll go out to an area where they had found out that, you know, the people didn't have good water, and they'll start drilling a well. And inevitably, someone will always ask, why did you come? Why did you come? And he looks at them and he gets to say, because Jesus told me you needed water. And then Dr. Stanley asked, who's Jesus? And they begin to minister to those people the gospel message. But the fact that they didn't have any water to drink provided the opportunity for them to go there. And then the Holy Spirit moved on these non-believers. And one of them will always ask the question, why did you come? Why did you come? And I think that's what's so important about those of us who believe, you know, for those that are younger and more physically fit and able to go, you know, all you have is the rest of your life ahead of you, and all that's out there is a world that needs to hear the gospel. You know that there's more than 2 billion people in the world that have never heard the name of Jesus Christ, not even as a swear word. And, you know, I say that, you know, with all due respect, but they don't know who he is, and they don't know who to call on. And I know from Peter's outpouring at Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, but they've got to know who he is. That's why it's critical, mission critical, for us as the church to support the missionaries that are there and to share the vision of missions so that more and more people will catch that vision and will be touched by the Holy Spirit. And they'll be willing to stand up and, like Isaiah did, and said, here I am, send me. You know, here's Isaiah when he saw the heavens open, he saw the Father and the Son and the thrones, and they were talking, they were having this private conversation, you know, how are we going to reach these people? And Isaiah was just struck with fear. And he said, oh, woe is me, a man of unclean lips in the midst of a wicked, perverse generation. And the Lord sent the cherub down with a burning coal and put it in his mouth and say, don't say what I've made clean is unclean. And then the Father and the Son go back and continue their conversation. Okay, now how are we going to reach these people? And then Isaiah stood up and said, here I am, send me. Am I going to be willing to stand up and say, Jesus, all I have to offer you is the rest of my life. Here I am. Send me. Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? You know, I've got a friend here in the city where we live in South Texas, and he's a really wonderful brother in the Lord. He's hardly ever traveled out of the three counties that are all right in this area. But he's a very good businessman, and we had lunch not long ago, and he said, you know, he says, Donald, he says, I know how to make money. And he says, the best I can do is help other people. And so this fellow has his eyes fixed on missions, and the business that he runs is very profitable, and he just takes a lot of money and pours it into missions around the world because he knows that he's not going to be able to take it with him. He knows that he and his family can't live in more than one house at a time. You know, there are a lot of things that he has great, great wisdom and understanding about, and one of those is the fact that those people need to hear the gospel, and we need to do what we can to get the gospel out there. So there are thousands of avenues that your listeners can use to minister in the world, in the area of missions. You know, ours is a little work, There are other works that are out there that are worthy. I would encourage everybody, you know, take a look at the ministry, get into their mission statement, a vision statement, and take a look at their financial statements. Find out where the money's going. Is it really going to missions or is it going to overhead? And I think we need to do diligence that way. But something else I think that's important is to get to know missionaries personally. In the last 25 years since my wife and I made our first trip to Central America, our work has been with missionaries one-on-one and missionary families, but the giving that we've done over the years has been as close to the missionary as we can possibly get. You know, there's some organizations that have lots of overhead and there are lots of costs involved, but the more directly you can get money to a missionary on the field, the greater the blessing it is for them and for the work. So I think it's really important to keep stewardship in mind, and until someone gives you a reason not to, then you need to give and support in faith and trusting that they will be responsible to the Lord for how those funds get managed.
Well, our telephone number, if anybody out there would like to call in, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255 if you'd like to talk to Donald. And he comes with the highest of recommendations from our friends. And certainly so often when you give money to these relief efforts, you know, we had some fires here in the Santa Cruz Mountains close to where I live. And immediately there were all these people out collecting money for all the victims and to treat the burned people. Nobody was burned. And of course, people had lost their homes. But you knew very well where that money was going to. It was going into the pockets of somebody who is exploiting the situation. Well, of course, Donald isn't in that category. He's given his life to help the missionaries who are bringing the Word of God to people throughout the world, and I think that certainly is deserving of our support. And if I were younger, I'd love to do something of that sort. I believe I'm called to do what I'm doing.
And you have a high calling.
We'll be back in just a moment with Donald McElveny right here. American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices. You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Network, I guess this morning is Donald McElveny. We have a caller on the line. Who's calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I wanted to thank you for all the knowledge you do try to get out there in the airwaves. I was basically calling this morning trying to see about how a man would start to do more missionary work and spreading the word here in the States as well, as far as maybe live shows and stuff like that. Do you do anything like that yourself?
Donald, you want to answer the question?
Oh, my wife and I, we're getting ready to start a road trip the end of this month, and we'll be traveling through Colorado, Idaho, Washington State, and California. And when we're in California, I'll be ministering in at a Hmong congregation in Oroville, a Romanian congregation in Sacramento, and a Kenyan congregation in San Rafael, California, among other places. But, you know, are you interested in getting into ministry yourself?
Yes, actually I am, and I have a small entertainment company, but I wanted to try to go more towards that and, you know, just have more live things that could reach out to the communities that aren't getting touched and, you know, the people that aren't fortunate enough to tune in to the radio station.
Uh-huh. Well, have you gone out and given public concerts in parks and things like that? Have you tried any of those kinds of venues?
Well, yes, I plan on doing my first one actually this year. My company's been around a good year, and I plan on trying to do my first event late this summer. And I, you know, basically wanted to try to get some key guest speakers to kind of try to speak to the people better than I can.
Well, if there's a motto to the ministry, it's that we go where we're invited. And if you'd like to contact me through our website, maybe there'd be work out on the calendar that we could come and just be able to share a mission's vision at your concert.
Okay. That sounds great, definitely.
But our website is missionbarnabas.org. That's missionbarnabas.org.
Okay.
And you can get our email there. You can email me at donald@missionbarnabas.org. And we'll see what works out. But I'll tell you, brother, I think one of the real problems in the American church is a lack of vision for mission. That in the 20th century, the church in America, broad brush, became self-focused, and it lost its vision for the lost. The 19th century, you know, when you think about people like D.L. Moody, for example, in the 19th century, the entire nation of America was evangelized.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 20th century, they forgot. And their hearts turned away from the gospel, and it turned more and more on self-gratification and materialism. And that's why America has fallen, for example, in the third place in global missions. The number one mission-sending nation in the world today is South Korea, in real numbers of missionaries. The second is Brazil. America has moved into third place.
That is a sad commentary.
That's a sad commentary. It is losing its vision.
Even America today is a great missionary field because so many of our Christians are being led away from the traditions of our faith into all sorts of new forms of religion. Oh, boy, we got this great new prayer. All you have to do is repeat this prayer over and over and over again. That's going to change the world. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that isn't how you change the world, I'll tell you.
But, Dr. Stan, chanting some prayer over and over again is no different than a Buddhist chanting a mantra, believing that it's going to bring health, that it's going to bring prosperity, or it's going to bring personal satisfaction.
Well, what they're doing, of course, is opening their mind to demonic spirit. That's how you hypnotize somebody.
I agree.
With this repetition over and over again, and the Buddhist or the monk puts himself into this altered state of consciousness, and this is being introduced into our churches all across America in the name of this is the latest fad, and this is how you're really going to get in touch with God. Well, you may be in touch with God, but it's not the God of the Bible, that's for sure.
Now, the only comfort I can get from that is Jesus making the statement, I cannot come back except there be a falling away first. And I think that's all part of the end times apostasy that the Bible warned us about. I grieve over it. My heart is heavy for it. But we still need to do what we can to warn people about the wrath to come. And
Amen.
We need to, in the churches, we need to be that continual broken record about the authority of the Word of God and faithfulness to the Lord Jesus Christ and His message, not a new message.
Amen. And, did our caller have anything else you wanted to say before
yes,
we
Yes, I'm sorry. One more question I had since you touched on materialism. How does one draw the line between materialism and actually wanting the best for his family?
Well, a simple test is how much do you need? You know, do you need a seven-bedroom house when you've only got a wife and two children? You know, there are some very, very simple things that are obvious. That am I doing this so that I can keep up with someone else, or am I doing this to be a humble witness for the Lord Jesus Christ? What do I need? You know, when I was in seminary, I had a professor, and he drew on the board this mound, and he said, this is all the material, all the things that you have or ever will have in your lifetime. And then he took, and just off the top, he just wiped off a little bit, and he says, that is usually what people give to the Lord. And he said, people give to the Lord what they think he needs, when in fact the Lord, with all the resources we have, is allowing us to use what we need. Now, it's all the Lord. Am I going to use more than what I need and then put the rest of that back into kingdom work? That's the real test. It's a heart test.
Yes.
And it's individual, it's intimate, it's personal to every believer at every point in their life, and it all deals with their maturity and their intimate relationship with the Lord. You know, sacrifice to one person is selfishness to another, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, God
bless
you
very much, and I will be in touch. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And Donald, I think we're out of time. It's been a fascinating morning. One more time, get out your website, your email, so people can reach you.
Okay, it's www.missionbarnabas.org. Missionbarnabas.org. You can write me at donald@missionbarnabas.org, or you can call me at 772-359-2051.
God bless and
thank you,
so much.
Dr. Stan. I appreciate the time.
We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
You're invited to join the Beth Messiah Congregation Sunday, June the 15th for Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. The location is the North Shore Park of Lake Loveland in Loveland, Colorado. That's the amphitheater. Bring your own lunch and drink, no glass containers, please, and bring a blanket to sit on and some protection from the sun. Praise and worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Special guest speakers, Dr. Frank Morgan, Obadiah Frank, author of The Watchman's Cry, and Dr. Bree Keaton. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245 or 303-654-9924.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Donald McElveny, a very nice gentleman, and I certainly recommend him and his ministry to you. Then, of course, this is the time when I'd like to suggest, if you really want to understand what's going on, remember what Donald Trump was saying, that over there in, you know, in North Vietnam, where this gentleman is working, you know, the way that they begin to introduce the gospel, you know, is by talking about Lucifer. This is what people living in a situation, a primitive situation, they want to understand the origin of evil. How do you understand what's going on in America today? It is organized evil at the upper echelons of our government, within our courts. I mean, how do you understand the wars that have been fought during this last century? I mean, the First World War, 21 million people slaughtered. The Second World War, close to 60 million people slaughtered. What's going on in Iraq, in Vietnam, in Korea? You have to understand that wars are throughout the world. It's not just something wars we're involved in. Why, there were a million people that were killed in the war between Iraq and Iran when Iraq was using poison gas with materials supplied, of course, by the United States government. Understand that there is a force of evil that is working within our own society. In fact, America is the great driving force behind the move towards world government today. The New World Order, the destruction of Christianity, and, of course, the imposition of a one-world leader, which, of course, is all prophetic. This, what we're seeing, is the playing out of the prophecies that were certainly written about thousands of years ago. So we do hope that many of you will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will explain why the Supreme Court took God out of our schools, and it was really organized evil. When you understand that, then you can begin to understand what's going on today. You need to get my more recent talk on the forbidden secret. That's the forbidden secret. And there's a syllabus that comes with that. You'll want to get the talk on the planned police state, and the syllabus goes with that, because there we actually give you some of their publications. Who are they? They're the people who worship Lucifer, and they're right here in America today, and some of them are working at the highest echelons of our government. Well, you'll certainly want to get this information and help us to get the word out, because just as the primitive natives in other societies want to know the origin of evil, so here in America, people would like to understand what is going on, but they don't understand because they don't understand there really is organized evil in the world. They do have their organizations. They do have their churches. They do have those who worship them. And that's why you need to hear my talk, The Forbidden Secret. Why you need to hear my talk on the planned police state. Why you need to get our material on the 4-tape set on satanic crimes, or the book on satanic crimes. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Or call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. For we're not involved in a battle between communism and capitalism. Heavens, it was the capitalists who created communism and financed communism and are financing communism in communist China today, and are indirectly financing the ruthless oppression of Christians in Burma and in other countries throughout the world today. Understand that so much of what's going on originates right here. It's time we took our nation back, because we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization. Most people don't even understand the battles going on. Our job is to pray. So please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, vision, and our protection. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health.